This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Jackie Dalton.
As usual, I'll be relying on your help with language, Jackie. But first, I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
How do you see yourself when you've grown quite a bit older than you are now? What sort of person do you think you'll be?
Well, I hope that I won't get taken over by old age and that I'll manage to stay young and active. But I'm not sure if that will really happen. I'll do my best, though.
Well, I suppose we'll have to wait a few decades before we find out for sure. But this brings us nicely to the topic of this programme. Today we'll be talking about old age and how some people just refuse to grow old gracefully.
To grow old gracefully. This is a common way of saying to become more tolerant and accepting and patient about your age, and to know and accept the limitations of what your body can do.
And while some people do exactly that, others are the opposite. They do everything they can to challenge their new older selves. They take up activities that their peers from the past generations didn't dare to dream of. Like, for example, modelling or even ballet dancing.
Ballet dancing? Surely you don't mean dancing on stage in front of an audience?
That's exactly what I mean, Jackie. John Lowe, a grandfather of 11 who we'll be hearing from in a moment, has had his stage debut in a production by a dance company in Ely in eastern England. His performance in Prokofiev's classic ballet, The Stoneflower, drew quite a bit of media attention last year. And all that thanks to his rather respectable age. And here comes my question to you, Jackie. How old do you think he was at the time? Nearly 70? Almost 80? Or close to 90?
I'm going to say almost 80, because I can't imagine it would be much older than that.
We'll check your answer later. But first, let's hear from the man himself. John, formerly a soldier, a teacher and a theatre company manager, says it wasn't until some 10 years ago, after a long period abroad, that the ballet bug really took hold of him.
The ballet bug really took hold of him. In other words, he became very passionate about learning and practicing ballet dancing.
As you listen, look out for these words and expressions.
Tap. Tap is a type of dance in which you mark the rhythm by the noise of your dancing shoes on the floor. And the other expression, ever since. A very common term used to say that something that's continuing even now was started by a certain event or situation in the past. Most often, you'll hear this expression in sentences that use the present perfect, or, like in this example, the present perfect continuous. So that's tap and ever since. Ready? Listen.
When I returned to this country, I asked if I could do tap and ballet at the local dance school in Ely. And they said, of course you can. Well, I was 79 then, and I've been doing it ever since.
John says when he went to the local dance school in Ely, he asked if he could do ballet and tap dancing. Even though he was 79 then, the answer was yes. So he's been dancing there ever since.
With practice, he's developed a better flexibility and strength, and he finds it very difficult to understand why many of his contemporaries decide to let themselves go.
To let themselves go. A useful set phrase that means to allow themselves to become less attractive or less healthy.
John says there's a sure way of staying fit regardless of your age, and that is ballet dancing.
Listen to him again and try to answer this question. According to John, what's the reason why many men in Britain wouldn't want to take up ballet? Here's your clue. Listen out for a word that means woman-like.
I recommend it to anybody. Of course, men in this country think it's effeminate to dance. I don't find it effeminate. I used to box for the army, so I'm certainly not effeminate.
So why aren't many men in this country keen on ballet dancing? Well, according to John, the answer is they don't feel it's something a man should do. It's too womanlike. And the word he used was effeminate.
Now, before we hear the answer to this week's question, could you go through some of today's key words and phrases again, Jackie?
Sure. We began with to grow old gracefully, a commonly used expression meaning to become more tolerant and accepting and patient about your age. Then we had the expression, the ballet bug really took hold of him. That's when you become very passionate about learning and practicing ballet dancing. We mentioned tap dancing, or simply tap, a type of dance in which you mark the rhythm by the noise of your dancing shoes on the floor. And then we heard the phrase, ever since, a very common way of saying that something that's continuing even now was started by a certain event or situation in the past. We had the expression to let yourself go, meaning to allow yourself to become less attractive or healthy, and then the adjective effeminate, in other words, womanlike.
Thanks, Jackie. Finally, back to the question I asked you earlier. I asked how old John was when he had his stage debut.
I'm not too good at doing sums. 79, about 10 years ago, so...
Nearly 90.
Nearly 90.
Wow, and still dancing. Quite a character he must be.
That's impressive.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.